When there's plenty of rainfall in Florida, it's good for the underground aquifers from which we draw drinking water. Absent that rainfall, though, there's a problem with saltwater intrusion. I'm Kevin Pierce with the Florida Environment. In a normal rainy season, Florida's underground drinking water sources, the aquifers, get recharged. But there's not enough of a recharge during a drought, and that brings the threat of saltwater entering the underground supply. Barclay Shoemaker is a USGS hydrologist.
Rainfall hits land surface and infiltrates, through the sand and the limestone, and then, settles underground. The more water that infiltrates, the more water that we have to work and live with and drink. So, the amount of water that infiltrates is important.
But while rainwater infiltration is a desired effect, saltwater intrusion into the underground system, which occurs during a drought, can be a problem.
You're more likely in that circumstance to get saltwater intrusion. You don't have the rainfall. You have less rainfall infiltrating into the groundwater system to hold the interface back. So there's less. As a consequence, the interface is more likely to move inland into our wells, our groundwater wells.
There's more at FloridaEnvironment.com. Thanks to SWFCE, the Southwest Florida Council for Environment Education, and its members, including the Hyatt Regency Coconut Point.